Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, how do you stop caring so much about what other people think of you? It is something that we all struggle with. Sarah Knight thinks she knows the answer, live from the Dominican Republic. Sarah, what's happening?
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
Such a pleasure. This is such an important talking point, why one needs to stop caring so much about what other people think. First of all, tell me your relationship before we get into the not sorry method, which you speak about in this article on medium.com. Your relationship with caring about other people and what they think of you. I mean, were you someone who used to care a lot and now you've regressed to the other side, or where do you sit with what other people think of you?
Yes, that's exactly it. I spent a large part of my life being a type A overachiever, very focused on ambition and success, and caring a lot about what other people think of me. And I quit my big corporate job that I had been working toward that career for 15 years. I quit it last summer, and I felt a lot lighter. And I realized that I had successfully stopped caring so much about what other people thought about my life decisions. And that was the basis for the book that I wrote, which is where the Medium article came from.
So let's get into what you sort of termed the not sorry method. I mean, in a nutshell, what is the not sorry method when it comes to not caring about what other people think of you?
Well, there are two steps, and step one is deciding what you don't care about, and step two is stop caring about those things. But the precursor to enacting the not sorry method is to stop caring so much about what other people think. And the reason that that is the precursor is because that's sort of where all your cares stem from. And what I talk about in my book, which is called The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving a... And I don't know if I can say that word.
Oh, no, you can. You can totally.
Okay. The life-changing magic of not giving a fuck is because you need to realize that you can't control other people's opinions. You have absolutely no control over that. So all you can control is your behavior when it comes to hurting their feelings. So don't do things that are going to hurt other people's feelings, because you should be sorry about that. But do live your life in a way that may not conform to other people's opinions, while acting with honesty and politeness and doing the two-step not sorry method, which results in being not sorry because you have nothing to apologize for because you've done nothing wrong.
It is an interesting one. So step one is decide what you don't care about, right?
Yes, or decide what you don't give a fuck about, actually.
Yeah. Tell me more about step one.
So my book is an affectionate parody of Marie Kondo's tidying guide, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, which has been on bestseller lists all over the world. And she has a two-step method for decluttering your physical space, your home, your apartment, and it's called the KonMari method. So my not sorry method is a way to declutter your mental space. So instead of taking all of your possessions out of the closets and out of the drawers like Marie Kondo would have you do, I say sit down and really think about and start making lists of all of the things that are demanding your fucks, which I define as your time, energy, or money. And once you have all of those listed out, then you can start deciding what you really don't give a fuck about. And that's defined by what you don't care about, which is our sort of colloquial understanding of that expression. Step two is where you move into literally not giving your fucks in the form of time, energy, or money to the things that annoy you.
Does this require kind of, I don't know, correcting this behavior? Because obviously this is a pattern that one has. One creates these patterns in one's life, which, you know, whether they're positive or negative, there are patterns, and some of them would incline one to care a hell of a lot about what other people think. And does this sort of method require, in terms of integrating it into your life, being a lot more conscious around what you do and don't accept?
Yes, it requires being honest with yourself and other people about what makes you happy, and really identifying, when I talk about making the lists of all of the fucks that you're expected to give with regard to your job, your family, your friends, what I'm really asking you to do is sort of feel the panic and anxiety that overtakes you when you realize how many commitments you have. And once you feel that feeling, it becomes much easier to change the behavior. This is something that self-help gurus like Tony Robbins have been talking about for years. You need to break your patterns. And one way to break your pattern is to really feel how overwhelmed and anxious and panicky you are about having made too many commitments, taken on too many projects, kept too many people in your life that you really don't care about or that don't bring you joy, and then move forward. And what I say in the book is it's not necessarily easy, but it is simple. It's a simple calculation. Does it bring joy or does it annoy? And if you can identify that and move forward and step off that cliff of just trying the not sorry method, I guarantee once you try it and it works, you will be addicted to it.
And then what are the benefits of not caring about what other people think? I mean, it sounds almost self-explanatory, but let's articulate it a little.
Well, I'll give you the example of when I quit my job. I had been working toward a career as a book editor in the New York publishing business for 15 years. I had climbed the ladder very high, had a lot of success, but it wasn't making me happy anymore. The corporate lifestyle wasn't making me happy. Spending the day around a bunch of colleagues who were perfectly fine people but were not my close friends did not make me happy. And commuting, the sort of hellish commute by the New York City subway system, did not make me happy. But when I was contemplating quitting my job to pursue a freelance lifestyle, I worried a lot about whether people would think I was lazy or I had given up or whether they would judge me for being a quitter. And that was something that I had to really get over in order to pursue, as I say, the thing that brings me joy and jettison all of the things that annoy. And when I finally was able to come to the conclusion that I can't control what other people think and I can only look out for number one, that was how I was able to leave that lifestyle and embark on something that has been just immensely better for my own personal health and wellness.
Yeah, I mean, it is an interesting one. I don't know what happens in terms of our conditioning as we grow up that we start to attach so much of our own self-worth in other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a question for the ages. From my point of view, I think that it comes from a good place of not wanting to hurt people's feelings. But unfortunately, we tend to say yes right away, whether it's yes to an event or yes to a task or a deadline, because that's the path of least resistance. And we're more concerned with the sort of what I call in the book the obligation, shame, guilt spiral of saying no. And if we could be a little bit more attuned to our own needs and say no a little bit more frequently, then you open up all of this time, energy, and money that you can spend on people and things that you enjoy, and it makes you a happier, better person. Mm. So saying no and reducing your obligations and doing so in an honest and polite way, which is what I advocate for in the book, not being an asshole, actually makes you a more friendly colleague, a more present parent, you know, a more helpful spouse. It actually takes the bad part of saying no to people and turns it into a positive.
Yeah, it's getting rid of a lot of the guilt that we've attached in our own capacity. No one's actually forced us to attach this guilt to saying no every now and then.
Exactly. And another thing that I talk about in the book, when people ask me, well, but don't you think that's selfish? You know, don't you think that you should go to that baby shower that you were invited to? I say, well, turn it around. Would you want somebody to do something with or for you that you knew they didn't want to do? And the answer to that should be no, or you're an asshole. And so we can only know these things if we are honest and polite about telling people and saying, that is not a thing that I want to do. And then the other person can say, all right, I respect that decision. And if they don't respect your decision, you still don't have to be sorry about it because you can't control their opinion.
Powerful words, and words that if one uses and incorporates into one's DNA can just make you live a better life.
Exactly. And life is getting shorter every day. There's no reason not to live it well while we can.
Give me the final take. I'm going to let you wrap the interview and tell me what we may have missed, what else is important to know when it comes to not caring about what other people think and taking a very sort of mature and logical approach to what you do and don't allow in your own life.
I think it's very important to set boundaries in your work life, in your personal life, and for yourself to not take on too much. Because if you can do away with your cares or with giving a fuck about what other people think, you will be remarkably happier, healthier, less burdened. And as I say in the subtitle of the book, you can learn how to stop spending time you don't have with people you don't like doing things you don't want to do. And I think that's something everybody would like to learn how to do.
Powerful. The book is called The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving a Fuck. It is by Sarah Knight. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us from the Dominican Republic.
Thank you so much for having me.
Powerful. Such a pleasure. Yeah, man, it's a tricky one, but if you get it right and you care less about what other people think and you choose what you do and don't allow in your own life, you become a bit more of the master of your own universe. And that is a powerful, powerful tool because it's you and you are your own most powerful tool. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.